Yeah, obviously a disappointing day for us. Did not play well in all three phases. I thought defensively we had flashes. The turnovers, we got a couple, got some interceptions. I thought our run defense still had some issues. A lot of the detail stuff. And then offensively, I think we obviously took a huge step backwards. And to me, I told our guys after the game, we don't make excuses. They were the better football team today, and we were soundly beaten. So we know we have a lot of ground to make up, a lot of things to get corrected, and then we're on to the next one. We're not going to not going to dwell on it, but it was a tough day. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to get inside our guys' heads. It's just, in the NFL, you have to be ready to play every Sunday. Everything is earned, and you got to go out on the field and earn it, and we didn't today. It is frustrating. It is frustrating to see us go out and take a step back like we did. Well, I wouldn't call it makeshift. I mean, you got to put guys out there and play. They had a week of practice. Anytime you lose a Pro Bowler, you're going to have an effect. But we're not. I said I'll hold myself to the same rules of players. We're not going to make excuses. Yeah, I mean, it ended up playing out as bad as it could, but we felt that we had less than a yard and two plays to get it. And they defended us well. We got to understand it when we can, if we have that short a distance that we have to be able to get it. And then, like I said, they made a heck of a play on fourth down, but we'd been playing well defensively to that point. So I felt good. I just felt for the way we had moved the ball at times to just come away with another field goal. You get in that game where you're just kicking field goals that given the short distance that we felt we could get it. And if we didn't get it, that they were backed up enough. And as it turns out, it couldn't have gone worse for us. We didn't get it. And they drove the length of the field and took the lead at halftime. Well, we knew from the week of prep that it was going to be tough sledding, that this is one of the better defensive fronts in football. And those guys showed it today. It's going to be a lot of little things, a lot of detail stuff. But they, when we ran the ball, that they clearly out executed us. That purely, we were just trying to catch them in a substitution situation. And I don't know how it ended up getting communicated, but the ball was not supposed to be snapped. So that was a frustrating thing for us really just trying to catch them substitution. You either get them to call a timeout, or you take the delay and go ahead and punt them in. Well, I think it's today's a really good example of when a team wins, the quarterback gets a lot of credit, and when they don't, he's going to get a lot of blame. I know he missed some throws, but we did not play near well enough around him. That he was, I think he was pressured a lot, got knocked down, and then with the inability to run the football, that put us in some predictable down and distance situations where they were able to, to maximize their coverage and then tee off with those. With their front four. So that's, to me, that's a perfect example of you got to play good team offense if you want your quarterback to succeed. You got to be able to run the ball, get ahead of the sticks, and you got to be able to protect them when you're throwing it. And we didn't either. Yeah, I think you're getting to the point. I didn't get a chance to talk to Tabes, but to this point, we had no reason to think that Jordan would have been a liability back there. And to me, it didn't matter. It was going to be a first down for them anyway. That we ended up in the neutral zone. Yeah, I got to see it, but sometimes I think as a back, you got to know if it's blocked for one, you got to get two. If it's blocked for zero, you got to get one, and don't try to, you can't hit a home run every time. And I think that's something that hopefully he'll learn from this. No, it was Wilbert handles the substitutions, and a lot of it's based on just a feel. So there was no concerted effort like, hey, we're gonna minimize his touches because of what happened last week. It is, and that's a big part of it. When you get turnovers, you gotta turn them into points, not just field goals. So it is, and that's part of it. When you're only kicking field goals, and you start to press, and then obviously that was the decision led to the decision to go for it on fourth. Yeah, I mean, to me, we're gonna fight to the end. So. I mean, that's something where you're hoping it's going to click in at some point where we get a good feel for what they're in. But to their credit, I mean, defensively they played at a high level for the whole game. Well, I think the obvious one is the protection. You want to see the tape to see where the breakdowns were. But I just thought that that and that was caused by two things. One was what I'd already mentioned: when you're not running the ball well, and you're in second and nine and third and ten, that's difficult on any quarterback to be successful. We did. That's why I didn't think it was going to be hard for our guys to get up, because it's the film doesn't lie. We talked about it all week that we knew that it was that they had played well defensively, especially in the last couple of weeks. You know, they had gone against Rivers and Luck earlier in the season, but they had really played well the last 2 weeks. And you put on the tape, and that we knew it was going to be a big challenge for us. Yeah, that's something we have to look at, because that's more than normal. But that's good defensive line play, where they're getting pushed and they weren't necessarily winning. So go ahead and look to get their hands up. And that's frustrating, because you got some guys open down the field. You're anticipating getting the ball to them, and then it gets knocked down. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna you know, grade the tape and see where we stand, see what our options are for next week.